This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. About 7 after the hour, this is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. This is the way that people who are interested in what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio find out what the scorecard is, what's on that list, the 10 stories, the 10 people that have been talked about. According to research at Talkers Magazine, you can find these lists every week at Talkers.com and also on GoodDayShow.com. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers, is with us as he wins his way on the roadways. So I think I'd better do the story list. I don't want the headline to read, editor and publisher of Talkers drives over a bridge while reading the stories on his weekly radio program. Maybe not. So,
not a good idea.
No, not a good idea. At number 10, the SAG-AFTRA strike, and also some of the things going on in social media, certainly the Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg thing. We'll get to them on the people list. Crime and homelessness at number 9. The Hunter Biden investigation. Man, aren't we getting tired of talking about that? Well, I guess it's up to the host of the program, but many people are talking about it. That's why it's number 8 on the list. U.S.-China relations, number 7. The weather, in essence, number 6, with all the heat waves and floods here and there. Number 5, what's going on with former President Trump and his lawyers. They're having a nice, close, personal time. He's using his money from his campaign fund to pay his legal bills. That's an interesting twist. The presidential race for next year, who's running? That's number 4. Number 3, how are Bidenomics doing when it comes to inflation? Number 2, the Russian-Ukrainian war. And number 1, the NATO summit. Should Ukraine get into NATO? Yes or no? On the people list, Anthony Blinken is at number 10. The two guys from the wonderful world of social media, Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg, they're at number 9. Vladimir Putin and his counterpart in China, number 8. Kevin McCarthy is 7. Zelensky is 6. The two Bidens both make the list this week again. Hunter is at 5. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Ron DeSantis, both presidential wannabes, number 4. Jack Smith at number 3. Trump at 2 and Biden, the dad, at 1. You know, there are some people who were talking about, we got into this on the Talk Radio Review. Joe Biden comes across to the public as being this kind of warm, nice, gentle, sweet guy. But yet there are stories that are now coming out, Michael, of him not being a nice guy, of him being nasty, rude, angry, and some of the people that work with him or have worked with him over the years say that he's not a likable guy at all. I've not heard that before. Have you?
Yeah, I have, and it doesn't surprise me. It's sort of hard to make it to the heights of politics the way Joe Biden has, and to be so consistent at it, only being a sweet, nice guy. There are more dimensions to a person, especially on the level that he plays. So, and you could see it. You could see the way he handled Trump in the debates when they ran against each other in the 2020 election. He was kind of brutal. So I don't see Joe Biden as necessarily a nice guy, any more so than any of the other politicians who have the ability to be charming when they want to, and not charming when
I guess that when I look at his personality and try to figure out or maybe compare him, comparing and contrasting Joe Biden, what we think when we look at his smiling face and all of that, we think differently about him, I think, in the main, in comparison to, let's say, Hillary or Bernie Sanders or Bill Clinton or George W. Bush. I don't know. Maybe I'm just not a good judge of character.
Well, what are you saying? Are you saying that you think Biden is nicer than those other people?
I think I thought that he was, but I'm not sure that I'm right anymore. That's what I think.
Well, you shouldn't be sure about that. We don't know what people are like in real life. Anytime you've ever met any of these people personally or observing them at a distance through the media, you're seeing a mask. You're not seeing the real people. I mean, I've heard stories that Fidel Castro was absolutely charming to his guests when they came to see him, that he would even cook for them at his house. And Fidel Castro was a guy who was running all the firing squads, killing all his political opponents. I've heard stories about the worst dictators having charming sides. People who meet them go, well, they didn't seem so bad to me. I spent time with Donald Trump, and he's a nice guy. If you're not involved in anything that is conflicting to his interests,
right?
He's a very pleasant fellow.
Yeah.
But I see a lot of pictures of Biden, clips and videos of Biden snapping at people, snapping at reporters. Basically, I don't think he's any different than the rest of them.
Well, maybe he's not. It sure looks like he's as corrupt as many of them have been. How can you not draw that conclusion when you hear and piece together his relationship with his son and what a crook his son seems to be? And so what is it, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree? Did Hunter Biden learn to be the way he is because he watched his father?
I mean, you could say that about every criminal. Most politicians have corruption. I don't remember who it was who made the statement. I think it was one of the Soviets. He said, show me the man and I'll show you the crime. If you want to find a crime, you can find crimes on anybody if you look deep enough. Everybody has skeletons in their closets, and politicians and politicians' families are known for taking advantage of their power and connections. Anywhere from absolute criminal behavior to just shady behavior. I think we spend too much time on this as part of the mudslinging that marks American politics. The fact that, look at Jared Kushner. What did the Saudis pay him? $2 billion?
Yeah.
Why do you think they gave him that money? Why aren't we talking about that? I personally find that all of this conversation about relatives of politicians being corrupt and politicians' corruption to be, in many cases, distractions, trumped up, no pun intended, stuff that really has nothing to do with the major issues. We are so far afield of the issues that it's absolutely embarrassing. It's very worrisome because we don't know what's going on, and we're voting and we're discussing and we're reporting on things that ultimately aren't going to impact anything.
Isn't that because of people like Rush Limbaugh, people who have been on the radio and television, who have gotten more attention perhaps than some think they deserve? They gave them more latitude, more room to influence, and therefore they took advantage of it. And it's really, you can hear people say, it's Rush Limbaugh's fault that things are the way they are right now.
If it's Rush Limbaugh's fault, it's your fault, and it's my fault, and it's everybody in talk radio's fault. I can't see blaming Rush Limbaugh specifically. I would say changes in the media where opinion sells more than objective commentary or reporting. We've seen this change over the last 25 years. Limbaugh's part of it, but I wouldn't say specifically that Limbaugh is solely responsible for it. I think it's a change in the media, and I think the rise of social media has taken something that might have begun with the opinionization of content on talk radio after the Fairness Doctrine. It's taken that trend and multiplied it exponentially. I mean, the internet is just a cesspool of hatred.
Sure is.
And And politicians just want power. They'll be for something one day when it means their party will get in power, and they'll be against the same policy the next day if it means the other party will get in power. It's a power grab. It has nothing to do with anybody wanting to work together to create any kind of activity that ultimately will benefit the country. As a matter of fact, politicians root for bad times, and their followers, who are a bunch of empty-headed fans of politics, they're like sports fans. It's a blood sport, though. It's politics. They want to see the other guy look bad, even if it means the country will have inflation, even if it means the country will have all kinds of problem crimes, gun activity, untruths in the terms of health care, all kinds of things, because they want to win in the next election, as opposed to have a better country. That's a terrible state of affairs. The media plays into it in a big way. It saddens me, but it's not Rush Limbaugh's fault or any one person's fault.
So here we are celebrating the month of our country's birth, and when you look at the things that are going on, the way you just described stuff in the last few minutes makes me think our country is falling apart. Makes me think it's not what it was.
Well, the question is, has it always been this way, but we didn't know about it because the media wasn't as profoundly in our face? Is ignorance bliss? Is what we don't know won't hurt us? Or is the country going through another crisis? A case could be made, Doug, that the United States of America, in its almost 250-year history, has always been in a crisis, has always been in a situation where you could say it's falling apart. There was the McCarthy era. There was the Civil War. There was the Great Depression. There have been terrible cases of corrupt presidencies. Warren G. Harding was corrupt. Herbert Hoover was inept. There were presidents back in the 1800s that if you go into the history books, you'll find out, oh, my gosh, these guys were criminals. Andrew Johnson, who followed Lincoln, was a crook. So one of the interesting things about the United States, if you take away all of the fluff.
All right, hold this thought. Hold the thought for a minute. We'll pause as we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 18 after the hour. Doug Stephan here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off the air about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitran. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitran is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diets, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month. You're sleeping better. You've got more energy. You're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you know, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it. Calitran.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. As Michael wins his way toward the big city, it's time for us to get back to the focus, the serious side of things when it comes to News Talk Radio. Michael and I have great camaraderie. We have great conversations about not only the things that are the focus of his work at Talkers Magazine, but also things in general, observations, mostly based on what we know about each other and what we know about the News Talk Radio business, which is our business. The people that we've observed over the years, the interesting interpretations of things that have come from folks that are real characters. And in that category, I put Elon Musk, who's number 9 on the people list this week, and the social media stuff is also on the story list. So he has now launched, Musk, Michael, has launched his own AI company to compete with ChatGPT. Are we, I don't even think we're far enough. I don't even really know that I know what ChatGPT is. Do you?
Yeah, I do know what it is. I certainly don't understand how it works any more than I understand how the engine in the car I'm driving works. But we're using it, and a lot of people are. You know, you mentioned Musk before, and you said Musk and Mark Zuckerberg, the two titans in social media. At least Zuckerberg built his company from scratch and was doing it for years. It disturbs me how Musk just wrote a check and now is in control of one of the major venues of conversation and communications in America. These billionaires have such concentrated power over communications that is a problem for the First Amendment as well. But that aside, artificial intelligence is up there with the wheel and fire and refrigeration in terms of the impact on our society. I've always said that modern communications is rewiring the human nervous system. Well, this is doing an overhaul on the human nervous system, the results of which are very scary, because it's a double-edged sword on an exponential level, up there with nuclear power. And I hope maybe someday you and I can do a whole program on this subject. I'm learning everything I possibly can about it. And, I'm a newcomer to it, as is everybody else on the planet, other than those, geeks and engineers and brilliant, brilliant technicians who've invented this thing.
Well, we talk about technology with lots of different references. You, in that last couple of minutes, talked about the technology of running your car. And that's a certain type of technology. We use the term in a generic sense to apply to lots of different things, but the implication today when we talk about technology is the demonstrable use of iPhones and iPads and devices. And then we get into discussions about, where all of the stuff that runs these devices comes from, and why did we let the Chinese get control of it, and not only do they have control of the technology, but they use it against us. And there's a whole broad spectrum of conversation that comes out of using that word technology. I think it's...
Yeah, I want to say something. I want to jump in. You say the Chinese use it against us. Not only do the Chinese use it against us, we use it against us. We have to... It isn't like we're all united and looking up for each other, Doug.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. And so with that in mind, you think, are we any better than anybody else? We put ourselves on that pedestal, but it is a question to ponder. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, here at 28 After on the Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. It was the power of the grand jury that led to the Gilgo Beach murders arrest. That's according to the Suffolk County District Attorney who led the investigation.
D.A. Ray Tierney says investigators first identified 59-year-old Massapequa Park resident Rex Huerman as a suspect in March of 2022, noting how a task force tied it all together.
They all did the same thing for a living. They all advertised the same way.
He says hair connected to the married father of two was discovered on the bodies of three of the four women. I'm Natalie Migliori, New York.
The Biden administration's forgiving $39 billion in student debt for over 800,000 borrowers. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona said Friday the debt relief is a result of fixes to the student loan system's income-driven repayment plans. Under those plans, borrowers get their remaining debt canceled after they have made payments for at least 20 years. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions.
Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool.
Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, 34 after the hour. Normally at the end of every week, we have a program that's on through the weekend, actually. You can hear it Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And one of the important ingredients in our conversation, or in us understanding what the conversations have been about, is a legal analysis that's provided by Stephen J.J. Wiseman. Now, because he is an integral part of this program, and because you hear him every week, I don't think that I have to introduce him. I don't have to go into an in-depth, here's a guy who's a lawyer. He's a college professor. He has an expertise on scams and identity theft. I was just thinking, Michael, by the way, is indisposed. Nothing wrong with him. It's just he's driving, and it's an awkward thing to be doing something like this while you're driving. Situations be as they are. Sometimes you can't always have things come out in perfection. That's one of the great things about conversation radio. I say this lovingly about myself. If you're good, you don't have to, you roll with the punches, right?
Yeah.
You just have to, you know, you take it as it is. And one of the things I was just thinking as I was feeding my dog, that you and your background, you and I have known each other for 30 plus years. And I was thinking that you, among your credentials, is actually doing a weekday program on the talk station in Boston, WRKO. I was trying to remember back into what era you did that. How long ago was that?
I started at RKO in 82.
Good God.
And I was there till 2000, and then I went to another station for just a few years after that, WBIX in Boston. But
yeah.
I was there. It was a great time to be at RKO because some of the guys who you knew were the classics, you know, Rudd Noy and Jerry Williams and Gene Burns. As a matter of fact, totally inappropriate. I was coming in one day after Gene Burns, and we're doing a crossover, and Gene was always, you know, so erudite and all.
He was gentleman plus. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And he was saying, yes, he was discussing aid to the Contras, and which was a big issue during the Reagan administration. And with my lack of intellect, I said, yes, we're going to continue that. We're going to be talking about giving aids to the Contras. And he gave me a look like, Well, I see where we're going.
He was a wonderful human being, man.
Great guy.
He had a great, great friendship. He was the... Remember back to the time when we had the Talk Radio Association?
Yeah.
And he was president, I was vice president. And what really great conversations we've had. I used to have him in an era, because I've been doing this radio program with Michael for as long as we all have known each other.
Yeah.
And so I used to have a lot of talk radio hosts come on the program and discuss some of the issues. And I really loved having Gene on because he could put anything that was controversial into a perspective that was respectable, and we all know that that's almost impossible these days to do. I wish he were still around.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you an interesting thing. He and I were talking once, and you were right. First of all, he spoke, there was never an Everything was so well thought
measured.
Out and prepared.
Yeah.
And one time, you know, I was talking with him about doing a book, and he said, I can't write. And I'm thinking, can't write? You're like Mozart, where you hear it and you just put it down on the paper. That's all you would have to do. But he didn't think he could write, even though it truly, if he just transcribed as he spoke extemporaneously, it would be it would be wonderful.
You know, the value of this conversation, Steve Weisman normally comes on the Talk Radio Countdown Show to give us his legal opinion and insight into some of the stories on the list that have legal implication. There certainly are a number of them every week. But because of this, you're bringing back some memories. And for a lot of people who have been fans of talk radio for, it really took hold in the 60s and became predominant in the 70s. It'd been around, you know, from the Joe Pyne era to the Michael Jackson era. Not Michael Jackson the singer, but Michael Jackson the talk host. The various networks that were around with the sort of people that were appealing, like Bruce Williams and Sally Jesse Raphael. People who had different areas of expertise, Tom Snyder. Those people didn't talk about politics. And in a sense, Burns and Jerry Williams and some of the other people that were great. Boston was probably the best, Los Angeles, Boston, maybe New York, were the best talk markets when things got started. Right. Because they're the people who were on the air. Most of them, Jerry was the exception to this. Jerry was always a talk, he was always a loudmouth complainer.
Yeah. That was his thing.
Yeah, that was his thing. Gene was a newsman in Florida. And he started doing, it kind of was like Limbaugh in a manner of speaking. Limbaugh was a newsman in Kansas City, and he kept getting fired. He'd get reprimanded for giving his opinion after the newscast, and then he got fired for doing it. And he thought, you know, I want to be able to say what I think. And so that's how that talk world started for him. And the same is true for Gene, although the way they expressed their opinion certainly was a whole lot different, the two of them, as examples of what happened as the talk radio world began to explode. And we just don't have, and this is in deference to all my brethren who are well-known talk radio people, the folks that have been around for a while, and some of the newcomers, they just don't have the starch for whatever, whether it's the intellectual curiosity or the ability to just go toe-to-toe like Jerry Williams. He would go toe-to-toe with anybody.
Absolutely, and relished it.
Yeah.
It was fun to watch.
So in terms of, I'll put you on the spot a little bit, in terms of your own talk radio business, you were a lawyer. What prepared you and why do you think you were successful for the years that you were on? You chose not to keep doing it. But it is something that was a feather in your cap. I always enjoyed listening to you because you had that same sort of erudite. Well, I don't know if erudite's the right word. I've said this to you any number of times. We never prepare for anything that we do on the air. Never. I have never asked you a question that you even stumbled on or you thought about for a second. You always have an instant and a correct response, and that is a tribute to you, I suppose, and maybe it's because you're a lawyer. I don't know. Why do you think it is that you are able to do that?
I appreciate that, and I feel the pressure every day. You know something? It's something you and I share. And what we share is a great curiosity. You know, Einstein, you know, once said that the key to life is just always be curious.
And you and I are curious about what's going on in the world, and we've got good BS detectors. So we know to kind of look beyond for, you know, what's the spin. And that, I think, is what makes you a great host, and I think it helps me out in what I do.
It's annoying, frankly, and I say this maybe doesn't sound too loving. Maybe I've been doing this long enough to know how much BS there is actually there. And I didn't feel like it used to be that way. I thought the people that we're talking about are maybe some of the other great names that are no longer on the air had, as you're suggesting, a good BS detector. They didn't want to. They weren't involved in BS themselves. And there's so much of that today. I love talking with O'Reilly. You can't really talk with him anymore because his ego is through the roof. But when he was when you could have a conversation with him. Yeah, right. The wonder of him calling his program the No Spin Zone when it is all spin. It's nothing but spin, and you know that kind of stuff. And the Fox business of fair and balanced and how it really was meant to be applied versus how it was applied. Those sorts of things are legend. But they also speak to the lack of creativity or knowledge or whatever that you're speaking about, the lack of having the ability to ask a really good question, right?
Yeah, and support it. I'll tell you, though, and it's interesting you mentioned this, and again, talking about curiosity. I'm teaching a new course at Bentley University where I teach coming up this next semester, and it's on misinformation, disinformation, and propaganda. And I think a lot of what you're seeing...
You've just described News Talk Radio.
Yeah, well, that's it. I think a lot of what you're seeing today are business decisions, because what I looked at the studies being done in regard to miscommunication and disinformation, and what we see is something that will arouse anger will be shared much more. And so that seems to be what too much to me of talk radio is it's trying to get people angry about something, and then you have
or afraid of something.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Or they have cognitive bias, and that is people discount anything, even if it's logical. Don't bother me with the facts. Although, who is it? Senator Moynihan years ago said, Patrick Moynihan, you have your right to your own opinion, you don't have your right to your own facts. But now we're in the age of facts are adapted. But people discount those. So I truly think, to a great extent, it's a business decision to try and get people angry, upset, scared, and thinking that that's going to be good business, and it's sad.
There's a dependency that's required
for
that kind of thinking. Yep.
Yep.
Also, you're the founder. Stephen J.J. Weisman is with me on the countdown. Michael had to scoot. So we're talking about him and his career as a talk radio personality and the things that he's gleaned and what we've learned from him, because he's a lawyer as well as being a college professor, as well as being a talk radio person. But he also is the founder of Scamicide.com, which is a website that you've devoted to helping people. There's so many scams today. One of the things that we often talk about here on the countdown are the scams associated with things that are going on. For example, the floods up in Vermont and the number of people who have been washed away literally and figuratively by this, and the help that they'll need. There are GoFundMe things that have been set up, but there also have been and will be pleas on the internet, the social media, there's some new outfit that's collecting money to help supposedly farmers in Vermont. How do you know, how has Scamicide helped people get onto the right page when it comes to giving and sharing and charity?
Yeah, and that's a great thing, because I've written so many over the years when there's an event, there's a mass shooting or a natural disaster, it brings out the best in people, and they want to donate. And the scammers have absolutely no sense of morality, and so they will be there with fake GoFundMe pages. They will be there with phony charities. And what I generally suggest to people, there's a great website called charitynavigator.org. And if you go to this website, you can put in the name of the charity. If it's GoFundMe, you need to really look carefully, but at least GoFundMe will reimburse you if they find out it's a scam. But if you go to charitynavigator.org, it'll tell you if it's real, and what you and I have talked about, it'll tell you if it's a so-called legit charity, how much of the money are they keeping for themselves rather than going to charitable purposes.
Yep, that's it. All right, well, thank you for being here and for delving into some of the things that have made you such an important asset to us here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Stephen J.J. Wiseman with Doug Steffen at 48 after the hour. The People List from Talkers Magazine, a part of our overview every week. We have the Talk Radio Countdown Show and the Talk Radio Review. So these are the people who will be discussed during the course of those hours. Anthony Blinken is at number 10, a combo between Musk and Zuckerberg at number 9. Vladimir Putin is at 8. Kevin McCarthy, Speaker of the House, at number 7. Vladimir Zelensky is 6. Hunter Biden is 5. RFK Jr. is 4. Jack Smith is in the third position on the People List. So you can probably guess the other two are the former and the current, right? Donald Trump is at number 2, the former, and Joe Biden, the present, is number 1. I wonder how he feels about sharing his position on the list with his son. Okay, so that's the People List anyway. We have it here for you on our usual overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off here about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitran. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitran is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diets, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month. You're sleeping better. You've got more energy. You're feeling like you did when you were young.
How do you, when people call, you know, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it. Calitran.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen here with a list of the stories from Talkers Magazine. You can find these every week, should you be the curious sort, at gooddayshow.com and also at talkers.com. The week of July 10th to the 14th being scrutinized here. At number 10, the SAG-AFTRA strike. At number 9, the whole problem of crime in our country. At number 8, the boring, overcooked Hunter Biden investigation. Relationship with China comes in at number 7. The weather between the heat wave and the floods, that's number 6. Trump and his usual fiascos, that's number 5. A presidential race for next year, focusing on some of the candidates, the new ones, and who ought to be king, in a manner of speaking, number 4. Inflation, number 3. The Russian war in Ukraine is 2. And the NATO summit came in at number 1 this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here. My various and sundry hosts and co-hosts have found themselves on VACATION or indisposed. So I'm going to take advantage of that and review the top 10 best family vacations according to U.S. News and World Report. So if you haven't made your plans yet, I'm going to give you a couple of ideas that are beneficial and certainly appropriate as talk radio fare on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Brought to you in part by the folks at 541 Travel. 541 Travel is giving you and everybody listening right now an opportunity to get two free nights, free, in Las Vegas. Imagine being able to indulge in a vacation. You'll be delighted by how easy it is. Win two free nights. Be the first of 10. Ten callers. Let's make it that right now. First 10 callers at 800-419-DOUG. Get the two free nights in Las Vegas. 800-419-3684. All right, so on the list of the best vacation spots, if you're still trying to figure out where to go, or maybe you're not a traditionalist, maybe you take vacations in the fall, or you take them in the spring before. Most people like to go in the summer because it's wonderful weather, but many people go to a lot of different places. So here are the top 10, according to the people at Newsweek magazine, best family vacations in the United States. At number 10, Lake Tahoe. You like the idea of outdoor fun, skiing in the winter, sunbathing in the summer, so Lake Tahoe makes it at number 10. The city of San Diego is number 9, according to the folks at Newsweek magazine, because of the 70 miles of coastline, the sand, the various things like Coronado Beach and the hotel that's there, La Jolla. It is a wonderful place. I've been there many times. Great place for individuals, romantic, and good for the family, okay? Number 8, Yosemite National Park. I think that kind of speaks for itself, don't you? Some of these national parks, but doesn't everybody know about Yosemite and what goes on there? On the border of California, one of the great national parks where you can fish, you can hike, you can ride horses, you can raft, You can do all kinds of things. So number eight, Yosemite number park, Yosemite, good Doug, Yosemite National Park, number eight. Number seven, visiting the city of Washington, D.C. One of the best family vacations because there's so much stuff to do. And our nation's capital, the National Mall, is worth going just because of that. Walking around to the museums and to the things that we see so much of. This is a real treasure. I think it's a fabulous place to go. Number six, another one of the national parks, Grand Canyon. That's good because kind of fits in with the Yosemite thing in the same way. Number five, going to Cape Cod. One of the places that I've loved all my life. Many people go to the islands as well. So number five on the list is visiting any place, especially the Cape Cod Children's Museum. That's a great place to go and have a great time. Wonderful. Number four is Disneyland in Anaheim. Going to Southern California is always fun. This resort opened up in 1955, so there's enough there that's been built and rebuilt. Knott's Berry Farm is next door to it. That's a lot of fun as well, so maybe something to consider. Number four on the list. Number three, surprisingly, Destin, Florida. A big hit with families because a lot of people don't know it's there. A lot of things for the children to do, water parks, adventure parks, that sort of thing. So if you're looking for a low-key place for adventure, the Marine Park is there. You'd appreciate Destin, I think, very much on the panhandle of Florida. Let's see here. Orlando comes in at number two. I find that to be interesting. Orlando is number two. I'm not surprised. Frankly, it is, Orlando kind of speaks for itself, don't you think? Under the circumstances, I think it just is one of those things. In general, they come up with a list of all the national parks. So number one, for those who are interested, Yellowstone, Yosemite, those places, Grand Canyon, those are considered to be the best family vacations in the United States, all of the national parks. So that's a list of the items. Hopefully it'll help you if you haven't decided, as I say, where to go, or maybe give you some ideas for future visitations. That's it. That's our list. Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.